This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're going to get to the Lifetime TV decision in a matter of moments. I saw the story, like a lot of people did, about Oregon and how you now are allowed to pump your own gas. It was against state law. New Jersey, it's still against state law. Is that it? New Jersey, the one rebel state? Maybe we can look that up. How many places here? Let's just go metro area. But if folks want to chime in, 81807. How many places have even an option right now? There used to be a place in Hopkins when I was golfing at Oak Ridge for a long time, where that was full service only. And sometimes it'd be so low I'd need to go there and I'd forget. The guy would get really testy. No, we do this. I'm trying to think of the last time I went to a place where it was full service. Can you think of a time you've done it recently?
No, there used to be a place in South St. Paul and Southview that was a full service. And that's been years since that was there. So I can't remember the last time that I've had full service.
Did you tip those guys? Was it expected?
No, because it was, because typically, I can't remember.
It was a little more expensive.
More expensive, but right. That's why you were paying for full service.
Right.
So,
and what else?
You wouldn't tip them.
I don't know. I don't think I did. I don't really remember it right now. It's completely useless. Do you think it's completely useless? I'm capable,
yes.
Even with my inept mechanical ability, it's never been a problem for me to pump gas. Do I enjoy it the last 10 days when it's brutally bitter out? No, but
I'm a man who
suck
likes
it up,
to,
get it done.
I like to, when it is temperature willing, I like to get out there and clean that windshield.
You really do clean the windshield?
Oh, absolutely.
Every time you'll get the windshield
clean. You
take
the squeegee and you snap it off and you know.
Oh, you don't do that.
I do too. I pride myself on a properly clean windshield.
0% chance.
Oh, what are you kidding me? I'll do it. I'm
Champlin Sinclair, somebody says, the
best.
What makes them the best? I mean, because they pump your gas, they clean the windows. What else do they do if they're the best?
Check the oil. Don't they check the oil?
I'm guessing that's the owner of the Champlain Sinclair.
Well, you just got your plug.
Check the old dipstick.
Do they? Excuse me? Can you say that here? Most of the time, they're not checking your oil, are they? No.
I thought that was part of the full service.
No. At least, maybe not. Maybe that's the place you're going to, and that's, you know, for you and your gas station guy. Lindsay, do you think of full service when they're going to check your oil?
I guess you could ask them to. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever actually had someone pump my gas for me. I will say this, though. I had a friend admit yesterday that because it's so cold, she needed to get air in her tires. And she was too, I guess, not lazy. That's not the right word. But she just didn't want to do it because it was so cold. So she took her car in to get an oil change, even though it wasn't time. Because then they did everything.
That's pretty expensive, though.
Well, an oil change isn't that bad. I mean, you're going to have to do it regardless. Yeah. But I think she was like maybe 1,000 miles ahead of schedule.
Is it a place she goes to all the time?
Because
sometimes you can go there and say, I'd like it topped off. You can go to the top it off a little bit, and then they'll pump your tires if you go back to the place.
I just have a boyfriend who's good at that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Garrett,
is that a shot at us, you think?
That wasn't a shot at you. That was just that I take advantage of.
I'll challenge
John's
him to a
skills.
Windshield washing contest any day.
I don't
is
think
that John Williams
streak free.
I don't blue
streak
skies.
Free.
I don't think you're that good at clean. There's no difference if the three of us cleaned a windshield and we had Cook Judge. You really think Dan
streaks? You're gonna have streaks.
Oh my god! Look at this. I've never. This is like seeing the Mona Lisa. This is that amazing. Okay, so now what we've learned the last couple of days, Lindsay, he's a 10 as a skier, and also nobody could clean a windshield. Like, could you combine both into one job?
Maybe.
That might not be a bad idea to do. Okay, the lifetime nonsense. That's my preview. Let's get to that in moments. Here he is, the windshield wiper himself. Number of texters willing to take on Adam in a windshield washer competition. Another item we can set up at the State Fair, right? Where well, you just drive your car in, and we'll set that one up. All right, I saw this first, Pioneer Press, but the Trib has the similar version. Lifetime, all the news TV outlets gone. They're out. The company spokeswoman, Natalie Buschaw, said this: many member requests received over time across the country, and in keeping with their overall healthy way of life philosophy and commitment to provide a family-oriented environment free of consistently negative or politically charged content. That's why they have decided CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, see ya. Good riddance. They are out of there. Instead, you now have USA, A&E, Discovery, HGTV, and the local over-the-air station, and ESPN. ESPN is allowed. I say utterly ridiculous. If you're so bothered, and I know plenty of people are, and a lot of times they're more bothered, depending upon where they stand politically, by Fox or by MSNBC or CNN, whatever it might be. Don't watch. But so many people are at a health club still, and they're not tuned in. They haven't linked up with the sound system at Lifetime, and they're watching something while they're going from weight to weight, or they're on the elliptical, or they're on the bike, or they're running. And so they want to look up, like right now, Sarah Sanders is about to have a White House briefing. And you're watching them. USA, A&E, Discovery, HGTV, all fine programming. They have good stuff. You're really going to Lifetime, and you want something as a bit of a distraction, and this is what you want. I think this is nonsense. I mean, I get it. It's fake news. It's toxic. All the tribalism that is going on right now. How many people are really complaining at Lifetimes across the country because they're so mad, they're so bothered because they see MSNBC or they see Fox?
Well, I'm interested to know. So at every Lifetime, they have the TVs that are on the wall.
Yep.
You know, so the cardio equipment is set up in front of it, and you know, at the one that we go to, that's so yep. weird to say, there's two walls of TV, one on wow. one side where there's the weights and one on the other side where there's the cardio.
Yep.
But if you go down to like the Target Center Lifetime, some of their treadmills have televisions built into them.
Yep.
So I'm curious, so you're cutting out all of these channels, are you then eliminating them from the list where
yes.
people even get to choose?
Probably.
I mean, but that to me is ridiculous
probably.
In the sense that
stupid.
If I'm on the treadmill, there have been many mornings where I'll come down and I'll do show prep and then I'll go to the gym,
yep.
especially over at the Target Center.
Yeah.
And I'll put on whatever it was. There was one day where Adam was filling in and like news hit the wall, like it went 0 to 60 really quick, and I was able to turn on CNN
yeah.
and follow along with what was going on. And you're just
trying too hard for me, Adam. We're that beautiful place. We're that place that you get away from the world. You separate yourself. Leave it up to the consumers to decide. How many people want to go when they're working? No one's going just to watch TV. Or it's just an extraordinary small amount. But, and a lot of people probably like HGTV who are going there. I don't doubt that for a second. But that's your option that you'd like available to you on the distraction factor as opposed to just trying to consume some information.
And Texter has a very good point, and I agree. Family-oriented, have you seen some of the music videos they show? So they play music in the club, and while the music is playing, they show the music video on a couple of the screens.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's the idea of being family-friendly, I mean, I've seen some, I mean, and I'm fine with it, but there are some seductive music videos out there. And if you're pretending like, oh, we're trying to make things great, it's weird.
Chad just got done working out at Lifetime. Notice the channel choices. I thought, how will I really know who has the bigger button or who launches first? Yeah. I mean, right? I mean, Lindsay, you might find, you're on the treadmill and you find out nuclear weapon coming our way.
Yeah. I mean, if my phone doesn't tell me first or you don't request a guest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I'll find out. But you know,
we have an end of the world guest already lined up?
I am not. If the end of the world is near, you know, that commitment to the show, it might just go. Yeah. Might go out the
window.
How about
this spot, Adam? Hey, this is Chad Hartman. I've just started work with Adam Carter's bomb shelter facility. They've set it up in my yard, and Carter, are you willing to jump? Are you willing to do a spot with me for the neighborhood bomb shelter?
Sure.
Yeah.
Instead of basement solutions, it'll be bomb shelter solutions. Yeah. That'd be a great spoof, actually. Yeah. No, we talked about it. My bigger pet peeve with going to the gym is that when I go and the Gophers are playing, or the Twins are playing, or the Wild are playing, or the Timberwolves,
this
and you can't
ridiculous.
Get it on any channel, and you can request. I've heard people ask.
Lifetime, and again, great place, tons of success. Going back to Northwest and now Lifetime, I've been a member for a long, long time. But a number of times, mainly the Plymouth location, I found somebody, or I've asked multiple people and said, hey, I'd like to watch the Twins game, or I'd like to watch the Wolves game. It's on FSN. You advertise on the broadcast. Can I get FSN? I don't know. We got to talk to a few people.
Yes.
Well, wait for a minute.
What is with that?
It's, you know what you have? You have a remote. Turn it on, and I don't need to see. As Jimmy said earlier in the day, Lehigh versus Fairfield. Yeah. Give me the Gophers versus Purdue.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
Well, and you've got to imagine after, is it Jameel Hill?
Yep.
Got into all the controversy with ESPN. I mean, she's on the TV how many hours a day? I've got to imagine there were some Lifetime or people. I mean, if they're complaining that Fox, CNN, MSNBC are on.
Yeah, I mean, where are we going to stop? I mean, hell, I mean, Adam, this USA show is just bothering me. I don't think these, you know, when they're showing Law and Order for the 77th time in one day, this isn't family friendly. Where do you stand, Carter?
Well, it's like, I equate it to like a nursery where they're taking away certain toys because the kids can't share the toys. I mean, it's – and plus, what if there is like a significant, news event?
Yep.
I should have a right to be able to watch it if I've got a TV either on my screen or wherever.
So what's your theory? Why are they doing this?
To avoid those – oh, well, the guy comes in and turns it right to Fox News. To avoid that.
Do you think they get that often? Do you really think how often at one of the Lifetimes, one of the bigger ones, Adam, what's your guess? Where somebody's saying, I come here to get away from life and I'm subjected to it here. By the way, you're not subjected to it. Don't watch it. I still think the stronger percentage, Lindsay, wants some form of news as an option.
Oh, yeah. And well, and I said, I noticed that something had changed. It was within the last 10 days.
It happened January 1st.
Because, well, but there was some hiccups at Plymouth with some TVs being switched around. And I was like, I wonder if something's happening. Because the only channels that were switched around were these cable news networks.
Yep.
But I know exactly which treadmill I want to be on for the same time that I go running every single day. Because I can watch Ellen on one channel and I get two cable news networks on the other.
Yep.
And I can jump between the two. And here's the deal. This is not like I have a tablet, but it's 2018. Think of how many people stream television shows on their phone, on a tablet, when they go on a plane. And you're telling me that you don't have any other outlet while you're at the gym? Like, read a book, bring a magazine, or just don't watch TV. There's so many options, but for you to play the woe is me. I go to the gym and the TV's on. What's the next thing? Like, you go to the doctor's office and you're going to complain about what they have on in the lobby?
Magazines are too old. I mean, that'd be my number one complaint, doctor's office. The magazines are like from 4 years old. Let's go. I think Lifetime is trying to stand out too much, trying to pat themselves in the back, put the news networks back on. There are plenty of options. And as Lindsay said, a lot of these places now have some of the machines where you have 15, 20, 40 different options. So are you now going to take among the 40 options where you're only watching it? If you're on that particular, elliptical or bike or whatever it might be, you're not allowed to watch news? I think it's asinine. Text away. What do you think? 81807. 81807. Let me know when we come back. Among the texters, somebody talking about they're getting a sweetheart deal on advertising from the networks. I have no, Adam, I have no idea if their costs change in any way if they take the cable news off and they add USA, A&E, Discovery, HGTV. Do you think it's any different financially what they're paying? I wouldn't I think so, right? My brother works for Lifetime, gave me a heads up about this several days ago. So they're told they're getting too many complaints from both sides of the aisle. He says, basically, to quote Aaron Rodgers, relax. Adam, who is going to Lifetime, either side of the aisle, and complaining about this? Now, we know, we've declared what percentage of the population really doesn't need to exist. And sadly, it's a higher number than it should be. But again, I just can't imagine it's a regular occurrence. And I would think the trade-off, Carter, you're going to get many more people saying, I've come to accept this as a part of what I'm doing. Wouldn't you guess, and it's just complete speculation here, wouldn't you guess you're now going to get more complaints from your consumers that the cable news shows are not available?
I would think so.
Lindsay, wouldn't you think so? The more people are going to say, what is going on and why? Why are you just moving because a few people have complained?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. One, a lot of people are covering it. So even in a week, if they come back and say, you know, we've addressed the situation, we think we were wrong. I mean, we're talking about Lifetime. A lot of people are going to talk about Lifetime.
Yep.
For me personally, like, I think people listening can kind of tell where I stand politically. I'm not a huge Fox News consumer, but I do appreciate when it's on the TV in front of me and I can see what all the major networks are doing, especially when I know there's breaking news going on and you can see all the big stories coming out.
Sure.
And here's the thing. You may not like Fox News. You may not like CNN. You may side with one of them. You may side with the other. They always have guests on who give good insight. And that's an important thing for us to be digesting. Like, it's important that if you are liberal, that you're at least seeing who Fox News is bringing on.
Yes.
To look at things.
I mean,
and vice versa.
Adam, I say that all the time. Stop just consuming your echo chamber. Somebody's saying, I just signed up and I watch in the morning. Now I can't go before work because they don't have that as news. I think there are plenty of people, Adam, who it is an asset to them when they're working out and they have this as an option. Now, do I think people are going to quit Lifetime over this? No. I think it's a very small group. They're getting the publicity. They're patting themselves on the back, how healthy and family friendly we're going to be. But yeah, the texter did point out, and you picked on it quickly. If you want to do that, I'm never bothered by one of the videos, Carter. But plenty of those videos are not exactly family friendly. Somebody saying first world problems. Yes, we know that. We deal with plenty of serious stuff here on a regular basis. It's the combination. Somebody says, well, walk out the door. It's not enough for me to walk out the door, but I do have the ability, just because of my job, to give my opinion about it. Now, if this was, Lindsay, if this was my one way where I felt like a chance to consume news, and I really enjoyed that while I was working out, are they going to see enough people leave where they're going to react this way? I don't think so.
No, because the people who have joined Lifetime have figured out that that's what they enjoy, because club-wise, I would say it's the highest tier really what we have in the Twin Cities. There are smaller boutiques.
Yep.
But people,
LA Fitness is very nice too.
LA Fitness is very nice, but there is definitely a jump between LA Fitness and Lifetime. And I think for most people, it's because it's convenient to their lifestyle. It's where mm-hmm. they want to be. Like I said, I think in a week they're going to push back. They're going to change back.
Carter, what do you think? 1 week from now, are they sticking with this one, or are they moving away?
I can see them changing.
Yeah, I would guess.
I don't know about a week, but
yeah, I would guess they change, but. If it's just about interest and creating a little buzz, it has worked. 32 past one. Kyle Chaney from Politico about to join us on what the Attorney General did today. Let me read from a Politico story before I bring Kyle into the conversation. The Attorney General announced today that he was rescinding an Obama-era policy that had paved the way for legalized marijuana to flourish in states across the country, prompting a quick pushback from at least two Republican senators from states that allow its use. In a long-awaited move, the Justice Department chief withdrew federal guidelines that effectively limited prosecution of businesses and individuals who sold pot in a legal matter under state law, even though the drug remains illegal and under federal law. We bring Kyle into the conversation. Thank you, sir. I appreciate this. The Attorney General has spoken out for a long, long time, going back to his days as senator from Alabama, on how he viewed marijuana, gateway drug, other issues, in my way, foolishly comparing it to other drugs. So was this completely expected? And if it was, why did it take this long?
This is definitely expected in the sense that you're right. Jeff Sessions has espoused this notion of tougher enforcement on drug policy, and especially when it comes to marijuana. Which, even though the attitudes in the country have changed, Jeff
yes.
Sessions is kind of a throwback in that sense, that he is sort of from the war on drugs mentality on these things, treating marijuana like a gateway drug, and sort of pushing back against a tide of greater acceptability of marijuana for recreational and medical purposes. But it was unexpected in a sense that he had sort of pledged to some lawmakers that maybe he wouldn't necessarily apply his thinking on that to the way the Department of Justice handled it. And so that's where we're seeing some blowback and some frustration.
Is there any reason why anything that happened recently which would have caused him to say, okay, enough is enough. I personally feel this way. I have this opportunity. Let's go forward now.
Well, there's a number of things that could have been the catalyst, but the most apparent one is that California
that's what I was going to get to.
Just went live for the legalization. And so I think that, you know, that's a massive market. Essentially, you know, if it's legal in California, you know, you're talking, you know, tens of millions of people now potentially having access. And so, you know, the administration has not been shy about going after states, and particularly where the Democratic states that aren't fans of the administration, but also now the market, the legal marijuana market has suddenly grown exponentially.
So more from Politico story on this, Kyle. Justice Department officials who briefed reporters on the announcement declined to say whether the new policy was intended to increase federal prosecutions for marijuana-related crimes. A senior DOJ official said this, "I can't sit here and say
whether it will or will not lead to more marijuana prosecutions. We believe U.S. attorneys' offices should be open to bring all cases that they believe are necessary to be brought. So does this mean, let's use California as a hypothetical, if a California attorney now wants to go after some of the businesses which have opened up in the last couple days when the state had voted to make this legal, they now can.
Right, and this is, I think, what's going to give anxiety to a lot of these states where there has been some level of legalization, because it's up to the discretion at this point of the U.S. attorneys. But the Department of Justice left it intentionally vague. As my colleagues reported, it seems like they purposely left open the notion that they could crack down at some point, so no one can get too comfortable with this idea that, well, they'll still take a hands-off approach. I think, you know, that's what's drawing the most pushback right now. And we've seen Colorado's U.S. attorney say nothing was going to change there, but that it's up to each and who knows where they're all going to land.
The president, I don't think he has talked about this in a long time. It may have briefly come up as a candidate. I don't remember him asked about this in one of his limited Q&As with the reporters. Can you think of a time when the president has been on record on this lately?
I did see some clips of him being interviewed about it, I believe as a candidate or possibly early in his term, in which he actually very explicitly said he believed this was a states' rights issue. And I think that's why even some Republicans are upset about this decision, because it's essentially overriding a bunch of state-level decisions. You know, and Jeff Sessions, as a conservative senator, was a very, you know, pro states' rights kind of guy, 10th Amendment kind of guy. This kind of flies in the face of that. So I think the president was actually on that side of the states' rights issue. But that's why we're going to have to see how they resolve this, that sort of apparent conflict.
And that is funny, because I'm with you 100%. If philosophically you believe in states' rights, Kyle, it just can't be you agree with states, right, when you happen to agree with the issue they're talking about.
Right, and I think this is the argument we're going to hear more of, even from Republicans who are in states where laws have been loosened. You know, I saw a couple of Republican congressmen, too, one even in Virginia, say, you know, I disagree with the attorney general. This should be a states' rights situation. And now maybe even talk about, you know, whether they'll pursue new laws to ensure that, to make sure that the feds can't crack down in states where they've authorized it.
I just can't imagine there are many Republicans. I'm sure there are some, but many Republicans in the Senate and the House who want to spend a lot of time on this issue. And maybe it's purely they're taking the temperature, because as you said earlier, Kyle, the feeling in this country has changed so significantly with this issue, including many, if not most, younger Republicans who are for this. It just seems like among Republicans who are against this, it is an older crowd. That doesn't mean their views don't matter, but there are some issues that generationally change, and this is, you know, probably with same-sex marriage, the top two which are out there.
Exactly, and same-sex marriage is the perfect reference here, is that sometimes public attitudes shift faster than the people's representatives in Congress do. Although, in this case, like you said, it seems more that Sessions is out of step, even with some Republicans in Congress on this issue. You know, we've seen Senator Cory Gardner, Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, too, really come out forcefully against this decision. Gardner even saying he might hold up Department of Justice appointments over this until Sessions backs off. And that shows you how far apart the sort of more traditional Republican-like Sessions or old-school Republican-like Sessions is from the newer generation.
You would think, though, Kyle, now that this is the law has changed, that we will see some U.S. attorney somewhere who's more conservative in his or her view who will try to pursue this. And then, as an example, there are many conservative areas in California. Look at this whole Sacramento area and Orange County, many others. If you go after a state that size or a portion of that, that is such an enormous contradiction. I mean, it's a little bit what you said. How should the average person feel about this? If it's now legal, but the federal government is threatening to go after what you think now is a legal product in your state?
Well, that's the chilling effect this could have here, is there is this element of uncertainty now. They've rescinded this sort of protection that was out there before. And so while businesses may proceed, as usual in states where it's legal, and individuals may not change their behavior yet, if you ever start to see evidence that they're going to crack down, that could change very quickly. Would also produce a pretty big backlash as well. But you're right. I don't know if you can't feel totally comfortable now in a state where it's legal, presuming that you're safe from prosecution.
And we still have it now right on the books where many of these businesses, in a traditional sense, can't work with banks, right? They can be involved in huge transactions worth millions of dollars. But unlike the other businesses in this country, which are legal, and this is now legal in those states, they have all the banking options. The marijuana business still cannot pursue that route.
Right, and that's been a consistent issue for a long time, even when these protections were in place. So now we're seeing a new hurdle being added to a budding industry that is, now you've again the threat of prosecution on top of, like you said, limitations on their access to traditional banking tools and things like that. It's just going to make it a much tougher slog for people who are trying to grow this industry.
Kyle, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Good insight. We'll reach out again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
From Politico, Kyle Chaney on this topic. I want to hear from you through text. I'm not surprised. Jeff Sessions has spoken out this way for a long, long time. I disagree with him 100%. I think this decision is rich with irony. When we have the opioid crisis right now, which is killing tens of thousands of people every year in this country, only getting worse, billions upon billions of dollars spent, and the president did come out and talked about what a crisis it is, but still on the follow-up, working with Congress, because clearly Congress has the purse strings, where's that push? Where's that push to put the enormous sums of money we need to put in a program to slow down the opioid crisis? So now, because this would affect medicinal marijuana also, let's be clear about it. Now when folks are looking as an alternative, they could be threatened. So think about people in your life who are ravaged by some health issue, and medicinal marijuana has demonstrably helped them out. They could be challenged, let alone the idea, and I'm for the legalization of marijuana. I'm also for the enforcement. I'm for checking on people if they're driving. It needs to be regulated in that way. But if we want to play the compare and contrast game with alcohol compared to marijuana, I'll do it all the time. And I am absolutely in the group where I do not believe marijuana is a gateway drug. For the smallest percentage of individuals, could it be? Yes, that's undeniable when you have the population we have on the planet that are small people. But when Jeff Sessions has compared it to heroin, and other products, I find that just absurd. What do you think? Do you agree with what Sessions is doing today? What would you do if you were in a state where it's legal? Would you pass on it right now because you're worried that you're going to be in violation of federal law potentially? Or would you say, I don't care, which is pretty ballsy to say, I don't care what the feds are doing. I'm in a state where it's legal. I'm still going to pursue it that way. 1-877-150. Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to create a more energy efficient home with Season Guard windows. All right, Lindsay, what do you think on what Sessions did today and the confusion this decision has created?
It's frustrating because it seems. I understand every person kind of has a pet project, but when you're put in a position to run a country, you don't get to pick and choose which way you go. And so to
a little bit, though, I mean, you could say elections have consequences.
Well, elections do have consequences, but then it's like I want to hear from the person who put him in charge. And President Trump obviously gave him this title.
Yep.
I want to hear something, because if we're saying states have the rights to certain things but not others, and it comes down to one old school individual, I mean, I think it's interesting it comes after California. I know from reading a few things that business owners across the country and in Canada knew this was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be silly to think otherwise.
It has to be related to California, right? And they also knew January 1st was the day for California to send this message. It's just the old ways of looking at the war on drugs, Lindsay. They don't work. George Shultz, and I forget who co-authored the story in the New York Times. George Shultz, not exactly a limousine liberal, talking about the war on drugs. It doesn't work. It's just this old way of thinking. All right, let me get to a few of the texts here. Hi, sorry to be a prude in this, but I'm a personal example of how pot was a gateway drug to using a lot of different drugs. I'm clean. I'm scared of people driving high. I wouldn't do it. Can anybody? Again, I don't doubt some people view it as that was their entree. But I think that the overwhelming number of individuals who have either studied this, who deal with this, or have smoked do not view this as a recreational drug. But I'm not trying to be an absolutist and say, nope, no one ever. Somebody talking about the makeup of marijuana, incredibly healing, should be used for that. If I were in a state where it became illegal for recreational use, I would steer clear and teach my children to do the same, because I do firmly believe it's a gateway drug. No state is legalizing it for kids. When individuals, in this case in California, are 21, they have that option. Again, if you want to go down this road and compare the health and legal ramifications compared to alcohol or compared to cigarette smoking, I am more than willing to have that conversation. I don't smoke marijuana. Why would I care if it's legal or not? Would the state of Minnesota benefit if marijuana were legal right here? Less taxes, et cetera. What's the benefit? I don't mean this text you're saying medical marijuana. It is the financial side, and it is also, for a lot of people, it is the will of the voters that the number of people in this country who now believe marijuana should be legal is well above the majority, and it's not close. I've smoked pot a lot in the day. When I switched to alcohol, my problems began. Another text. Jeff Sessions is an idiot. I agree with Chad. More people killed on the road from drunk drivers and people using marijuana. I'll add, I think it's not even close. Another one saying this shows how deep the pharmaceutical lobby's pockets are. It's a story well worth watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.